This is Passport to Texas. Urban wildlife biologist Kelly Simon says if your yard is the neighborhood hangout for bees, that's a good thing.
If you find bees in your backyard, you should count yourself lucky because all of our plants in Texas require pollination. Some are pollinated through wind, but many are pollinated by our native bees, honeybees, wasps, butterflies, and other pollinators.
Yet if they establish hives in inappropriate places, they can become mildly inconvenient to potentially dangerous, as they were at Whitney Nolan's home in Austin.
A few years back, I installed two owl houses, one in the front yard and one in the backyard. Screech owls inhabited both boxes for about 2 years. Then after that, bees started taking over the box in the back. 1 year, the hive was so big, they broke off and they swarmed and they inhabited the front owl house.
Whitney wants her neighborhood and the bees to be safe. To ensure everyone's well-being, she called in Peyton Price.
I'm a bee specialist with the American Honeybee Protection Agency. We're at a client's house. She has a hive and an owl box in her front yard and a tree. We are removing it today. We're going to take it out to one of our apiaries and give it a new home.
And you can see the process from start to finish the week of January 8th on the Texas Parks and Wildlife TV series on PBS. Check your local listings. The Wildlife Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.